Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, George Harris, the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He is the chair of Nevadans for Sound Government, also the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, it is always good when you come and visit us in the southern part of the state. You know, a lot of people don't know this, you know, because I got beat up when I was in Northern Nevada, and I had to tell these folks, I said, listen, I grew up in rural Nevada, so don't ever question my Nevadaism.
Well, let's talk about the election. What were the biggest surprises to you of the election?
Well, you can go back to your own shows when you and I discussed, and I'm not being arrogant here, there were really no surprises. You and I discussed, I told you what I thought was going to happen, and I think you would agree. Pretty much down the line, what I said was going to happen was going to happen.
So why do you think that Dean Heller failed by such a relatively slim amount?
Well, I don't know if it was a slim amount. Dean failed because Dean wasn't trusted by Republicans. That's number one. But Dean failed because he listened to that nitwit that ran his campaign, Mike Slanker, who only cares about winning. Mike, I had coffee with Mike, nice enough guy. And he says, listen, your problem is, you know, you have this thing about ideal. I only care about winning. Well, he only cares about money. I don't even know that he cares, but you know, and he got a lot of money and he drove that campaign and most, I think all the other campaigns he ran right into the ground. But Dean's loss is Dean's fault. Dean, you know, you want to talk about the flip-flop king, that was Dean. He would say something in one meeting, say something in another meeting. And they had this all on tape. And they ridiculed him, and then, you know, ridicule's the absolute worst thing that can happen to you.
All right, but what about the coattail effect? Does this say that President Trump doesn't have the coattail effect? Because, you know, from where he was kind of dubious about Dean to where he flat out supported him.
Well, this had nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has to do, first of all, Nevada's always been different. Nevada's always been a different state, independent state. And the fact of the matter is that no one on the Republican side wants to know is the Democrats were phenomenally, phenomenally organized. And the Republicans, you know, weren't organized at all. And the leadership was poor. And I'd be honest with you, on a personal note, I like Michael McDonald. Michael McDonald should resign today. When you lose like this, you put a new idea in. He won't do that because his whole life, his whole being is this job. So it's got to be the Republican Central Committee and the Republicans that have to say to him, hey, you know what? It's time for you to go.
You know, it's interesting. Michael McDonald came up to me at Barbara Vukanovich's memorial service at the wake afterwards and told me that he would love to come on Nevada Newsmakers, and we've been inviting him ever since, and we're still waiting.
Well, he's not going to come on here because he's going to have to answer tough questions, and he's not going to be able to answer tough questions. Look, he's a nice guy. He's a buddy guy, okay? Can't put him in charge of anything. He doesn't have the capacity to run an organization, you know? And he didn't run the organization. He allowed the RNC to take over and run the organization. And the problem with that is you had no local influence. You had no one that could tell you where the bodies were buried. Not that they weren't capable of running. And, you know, look, this thing went down party lines. You know, everybody keeps telling me, oh, you know, it's just a cycle. It's just what it's not Michael's fault. It's not this guy's fault. No, go look at the vote. Where every district where the D's won, it's because they had a voter registration advantage.
All right, so if it's a local versus national issue in terms of running the Republican Party in the state, is there somebody that you could name apart from yourself?
Not me.
No, you've done that.
I did that, not doing it ever again.
But is there somebody that you could look at that could lay the foundation for the Republican equivalent of the Reed machine? Is there somebody that jumps out at you and you could say, this person should be the person that does it?
Well, first of all, you got structural cracks that have to be fixed. One, the state chairman, the powers to be, or the guys that have money that donate, they're gonna have to put together a block of money, $125,000, to recruit a quality person to run the state party. And that hasn't been done.
Somebody in-state or out-state?
It doesn't matter, but mostly, I always prefer someone in-state. I prefer a true Nevadan, you know, unlike Adam Laxalt, you know, who really isn't a Nevadan, and most likely, from what everybody tells me, he's already going to be moving. So, you know, it needs to be someone here. I really like that young lady that ran for Congress that used to work at Channel 8, Michelle. I thought she's smart. She's, you know, but, you know, they've got to fix these structural problems they have. They have a lot of structural problems within the party atmosphere. I mean, you know, the county party has 25 people on their executive board. The state party, I think, the same. I mean, they're running a, you know, an $18 billion a year company called MGM, and I think they have 7 board members. You know, I mean, real functional stuff has to be looked at.
Well, and in talking to various Republican groups around Northern Nevada, at least since the election, they're very, very concerned about, you know, will their party still exist in a couple of years?
Well, the party's always going to exist, just like the Democrats are always going to exist. But, you know, there's a lot of, look, you had, this goes, go to the back of the house, okay? Forget about Adam Laxalt in the front of the house and that idiot Michael Roberson and the kid that ran for attorney general. Forget about those guys in the front of the house that are being the face. The back of the house is a campaign consultant, Robert Eitoben, who is just, he's incompetent. And Mike Slanker, who is, you know, an egomaniac that just wants to line his pockets with money, in my opinion, okay? That's where the problem was, because they took these candidates and, I mean, how many times did you get a conversation with Adam Laxalt, Sam?
We were promised that he was going to appear on the show, and we're still waiting, to be honest.
And why? Because you would ask him a functional question that he couldn't answer.
But you know what's interesting, you know, and just to be even-handed here, you know, a lot of Democratic campaigns have had the same issue, not with people in state, but bringing in campaign consultants from out of state who had no clue about the state of Nevada. Ask Shelley Berkeley, and she'll tell you that her campaign was a disaster. And even though she was screaming at them of what they should do.
Sammy, this, what happened in this cycle had more to do with the Republicans trying to find their personality. You know, regular Republicans that sit at home go, hey, I'm a Republican because I believe in less government. I believe that, you know, that we should, you know, allow people to live their own lives and there shouldn't be government interference. And their candidates stood for nothing. So they go, why should I go up and, you know, and they're going to tell you, oh, well, everybody went out and voted. Well, obviously not, because bluntly, Republicans got their asses kicked. And they better pull their pants up, their big boy pants and big girl pants, and say, look, though he's a nice guy, he's got to go. This one's got to go. We got to put in structural stuff that's going to resolve these issues. You know, if
you, but now you're coming back to the same thing, which is you need an organization.
Yes.
You need somebody at the top of that organization. And the question is who? And I agree with you. I think it has to be someone from Nevada. But ask me to put a name on that. And right now, I couldn't give you a list of.
Well, I could put 20 names on it, but none of the males or females are going to do it.
Yeah. Let's take a break with George Harris when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things. Like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris with Nevadans for Sound Government. So why do you think that people from Northern Nevada make this mistake of not spending enough time in Southern Nevada? And I'll give you enough for example. Mark Amadei, who is incredibly popular in CD2, although he did have a rough time in Washoe County in this last election cycle, you know, he had an eye on the governor's seat at one point, but he is really unknown in Clark County.
And let me tell you what's gonna happen. If Mark doesn't wake up from underneath, first of all, Mark should be the titular head of the party.
He is.
Well,
at this point,
he is, but he's got to do, you can be it, but if you don't go out and make something happen with it, it doesn't mean anything. And that's the problem with, look, these Republicans need to start acting like Republicans. And they don't need to, they're trying to be everything to everybody. The one guy I always, the big zero guy, what's his name? Mike Roberson, okay? A big zero, and I told you that consistently for a year. He was like a pimple on your ass, and we finally popped him. Because this guy was no more Republican than the man in the moon. But I don't blame him for that. I blame the Republicans who vote in primaries. They should have got rid of that guy in the primary. But they're all told, he comes in and he begs for forgiveness and, oh, you're a nice guy. And you, but these guys, they don't get involved with the base. Look, Sammy, I call it the 40-40-20 rule. 40% of the people are going to hate your guts, 40% of the people are going to love you, and then the 20% of the people in the middle, which normally are probably nonpartisans, those are the people that you got to communicate with.
Do you think that's a bigger number now in the closing stages of an election cycle than it was before? Because it used to be that in the week coming up to the election, it was 5% or less of the electorate
right.
that had not made up their mind. And yet there were literally billions of dollars across the country thrown at them
right.
to get them to vote.
But it wasn't here because those independents broke 2.2-1 for the Democrats because the Democrats were communicating with them. And the Republicans just thought, oh, no, we got this. Look, I couldn't figure out why Adam Laxalt would never come to Southern Nevada. I mean, I can tell you 50 guys that gave him money that are shaking their head going, why did I give him money? He never came here. And he's going to win up there. They're going to vote for him up there. In the rules, look, you need to make one rule tour And the rules go, okay, you're good, go. Now go in Washoe and go in Clark and get elected. He didn't do any of that. Of course, he was afraid of his own shadow, so.
Do you think he's going to remain in Nevada?
Oh, no. I think that, you know.
It's another Jack Carter situation?
I think that he is what you hear. I think you hit the nail on the head. He's the modern day Jack Carter. Look, here's a, you know, he's a weird kid because he wasn't a really good attorney general. You know that, and I know that, and everybody in the state knows that. But, you know, I took a lot.
By the way, I'm not going to agree with you on that. I'm just going to be neutral.
Okay. You agreed with me off camera, but that's okay. We'll go through that again where you're afraid of your own shadow. Listen, you come on.
I have you on the show. Come on.
Because you know what? People call me after I get off the show and they say, you know what? You were talking about what I was thinking about. I just want you to know, look, you want to be a Republican, be a Republican. You want to be a Democrat, be a Democrat. You want to be independent, be independent. But don't be some mushy, mellow, you know. Look, the Republicans had control of the governorship, the Senate, and the Assembly. And what did they do? They enacted the largest tax increase in Nevada state history. It's just nonsense. You know?
Well, and that normally would not be, you know, it's a great talking point, but that would normally not be as big a thing because every time, because of the population growth, it's right. always going to be the largest budget. The difference was that the commerce tax was similar to a tax that was rejected by the voters, and the Republicans all
right.
supported it.
And I'm sure someone's going to sue on the commerce tax because there's so many problems with the commerce tax. You know, there's no equalization. It's just, but this, bring it back to what we should be talking about. The Republican Party is in disarray? No, they're not in disarray. They just need leadership.
And they are in disarray.
No, they need leadership. They need someone to walk in and say, look, oh, this is your idea? Are you going to fund it? Oh, you don't have, you're an idea person. We don't need idea people. We need people that are going to go out and register people to vote. We need people that are going to donate money. That's, you know, and they don't have that with Mike McDonald. He doesn't have the capacity. Not that he's not a nice human being, he is. And I actually like him. He just shouldn't be in charge of the Republican Party.
All right, let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens. Natural stone water features and fountains and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris, publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. So it's interesting. It's almost like we have a third party in this country because we have your regular Republicans, mm-hmm. your regular Democrats, and then people, an amalgamation of both parties who, for one reason or another, support Donald Trump. But you talk to business people, especially here in the state of Nevada, and they will tell you they don't like the tweeting, they don't like the crazy comments, But the business side of things, they love it. The tax positions, they love it. Not so keen on the tariffs. But Republicans and Democrats who are business people are fans of this president.
And he talks to the people and he says, listen, you don't have to agree with me, but here's what we're going to do. And if you don't do it, stuff's going to cave in. You know? Look, there's, I don't know if you've ever watched a show on Netflix called The Kingdom. I compare that to this election cycle because, you know, Adam Laxalt comes from Nevada royalty. Paul Laxalt, who I knew since I was a baby, and my dad and him were very good friends. As you know, my dad did the news here for 35 years. But he reminds me, and when the king died, then you had the son, and the son is like, you know, I mean, they started calling Adam Little Lord Laxalt because he thought that this is his destiny and that you must vote for me. Well, what about talking to the people? What about going out with the people?
All right, so let me bring this down to both Republicans and Democrats, because right. To be honest with you, this is something I've talked about on the program before. For people that are not willing to, and I don't care what media, it doesn't have to be this show, it can be any TV station, any newspaper, radio show, I don't care. You have to go somewhere and talk about what your positions are, not in a 30-second soundbite. You need to sit down for 15, 20, 30 minutes.
That never happened.
And put your positions out there. And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you don't do that, personally, I am not voting for you.
Right. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. Because Little Lord Laxalt, okay.
But this was also Democrats as well.
And Dean. Okay, their campaign guys.
Excuse me, Dean was on this program. Dean was on this program. We did our D.C. trip. Dean
was more than happy to be on the program. You just said go talking to the people.
I'm saying
those campaign managers did not allow those guys to go interact with the base.
I am talking about talking to the media.
Right.
I'm not just talking about talking to the base or not talking to the base. That's all well and good. But getting the message out to the general population. So
did Adam ever come on your show and talk to you about an issue?
He had not come on the program since he ran for Attorney General.
Okay, you just made my point. He has an access to come on to you and say this and that, and he's on this show. He wouldn't do it because one, he couldn't answer the questions. That's the truth. And he doesn't really know that much about Nevada. And he certainly doesn't know anything about the budget. And those are the things you know. Now look at his opponent. Remember, I took tons of heat because I said, well, I think in the race, to be honest, if we're going to be honest, Sislak's a thoroughbred. Sislak, one, he's approachable. He knows what the budget is because he's you know, the chairman. So he understands
all
that stuff.
And he's media friendly.
And I don't know that he's media friendly.
He is. He comes on this program whenever we ask.
He will talk to the media. He's not going to run and hide. And when he makes mistakes, he says, hey, I made it, just like I do.
What did you think as we're taping this? The Review Journal put out a story this morning that had the governor's office, Governor Sandoval, putting out the budget.
The budget. For the first time, he's never done. No governor's
ever
done.
I've never heard of that. What does Steve Sisolak say in the State of the State? Because probably less than 10% of the budget will be altered by the Sisolak campaign.
That's not true.
They got 6 weeks.
So what? I can tell you that
he doesn't have a chief of staff. Brian
cares about one thing, and that's his legacy. And though I've disagreed on policy with Brian a lot, and Brian's not really much of a Republican, I personally really like Brian. I think Brian is, you know, he's always been a very kind person. But they're gonna take that budget. They're gonna look at it, and why try to reinvent the wheel? I mean.
I guess my point was that
both Democrats.
I don't.
So one Democrat took the football and passed it off to the other Democrat.
But I just don't remember a time when a sitting governor.
Because there has never been a time that it's happened, Sam.
Right. But you kind of take, you know, what's the point of having a state of the state? You're going to have three things to talk about.
I think you're overthinking that.
Really?
I really do, yeah. I think that. You know, look.
Because, I mean, at this point, Steve Sisolak does not have a chief of staff. He does not have a budget director.
Right.
And we're taping this you know, December 29th. I mean, November 29th.
But they have a transition team. It'll all come together. And hopefully they won't go off the deep end and you know, start doing, you know, I've heard the story. Well, you know, there's this joke about they're going to be going after President Trump. Now there's word, you know, that the Democrats and up at the legislature are going to be going after Sheldon Adelson. I just find it all hilarious. How about going up and doing what you're supposed to do, which is the work of the people, and quit trying to weaponize politics to defeat your enemies. If you let the idea survive on its own merit.
Do you read Liberty Watch magazine?
I do read Liberty Watch magazine.
I believe there is some weaponization going on.
That's not true. If you go and you read that stuff, it's the truth of what's going on out there. And I took a lot of heat for it. I had people call me, why didn't you didn't endorse in this race? Well, I couldn't endorse in this race because the guy running on our side is an idiot. I mean, it's not going to happen. And by the way, there's a whole group of people. There's like 40 people that got in a room and said, here's how we're going to, what do you think of this guy? And everybody put their opinion in. It wasn't me. It was a group of 40-50 different people that helped make and put those endorsements together.
For those that are not subscribers, Liberty Watch magazine is a great magazine to subscribe to. George Harris, always enjoy you being on the program,
Sam,
sir.
I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you coming down here because, you know, we know that you're a wealthy guy that lives up in a mansion. And
right next to the Alonzos.
Right next to the Alonzos.
We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge or watch us on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.